I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This week on Up to 90, we talk
Julia Roberts.
I think we're recording, Ems.
Good. I love how every time we go to record, it's real. Is
it
happening?
What? It's happened too many times.
Episode 25.
The podcast gold that's never made it because Julie's forgotten to press that button.
I know.
I don't know how you're not up on a murder charge, Emma.
There's been a few
point.
Episodes lost, hasn't there? But we might revisit them at some point.
Yeah.
Because we've just been talking.
That Louise Woodward, you had to sit through 50 minutes, 50 minutes, I'd say.
Yes.
And it never made the cut. But we are definitely going to do Louise Woodward
again. You don't even fucking say it. You've been talking about Louise Woodward now for a year.
I've been with...
a year.
Even before we wanted to do the podcast, often I'll fill a pause by asking the question on everyone's minds, what's become of Louise Woodward? Okay, I'm asking the question everyone's asking.
I can't even picture, to be honest.
She's married with a kid now.
Yeah, I remember. Basically, the details that I remember from the 50 minutes at my kitchen table was...
I just remember you zoning in and out of consciousness. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I had physically attached you to the chair. So you couldn't escape.
It was just...
The Alice Band.
It was the Alice Band. It was and then it was you doing the whole thing.
I'll just put my eye on the bed.
And that was the big thing.
I just
popped
him on the bed.
And then I remember
you
saying...
You did what now?
What did you do, ma'am? She's now married.
I just popped him.
With child.
Married with child.
Yeah.
But we probably kind of spoiled the ending of that one.
But that
sure
was
look,
my plan by saying it, so we don't have to fucking revisit it again.
Yeah. No, we're revisiting it.
Christ.
Up to 90 with Emma and Julie.
So, how was your week?
It was good. I'm very, very hungover today. Did I do anything interesting? Not particularly. You had a great night last night.
I went to Tattler Irish Women of the Year Awards with my mate, Aisling O'Toole. So, we just got a bit hammered.
Yeah.
Was given some...
Preloading.
I mean, yeah. I think somebody brought me out my dessert and I started a standing ovation. You know, I was just on
standing ovation alert.
Home about one or two.
Were Ashton you was like, sitting in the high chairs?
In the high chairs?
Not the baby chairs.
What are you talking
the
about?
The high stools. Did you sit on the high stools?
There's no high stools. It's
all
round table.
There were high stools last week. Oh, you're on a little round table.
Just like it was like a wedding setup.
Okay. Oh, nice. Oh, lovely.
It was that kind of buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
And
because I got stung last week, I was on a high, not physically in a high chair, because that's a totally different type of chair. But I was on a high stool.
Right.
And I was wearing kind of culottes.
Oh Christ!
Because that's just how I roll. And I just hadn't factored in. Yeah, like a jumpsuit.
Was
it
a jumpsuit?
Because remember, I got stung. I was wearing a Debs dress going out the door. And then the person I was going with, he said to my housemate, oh yeah, they said nice and casual. And I was like, "How? So you're allowing me to leave the house in a Debs dress and an up style. And you're telling me they said nice and casual.
Oh, Jesus.
So you wouldn't want to be there. It was pretty casual. I mean, it was, yeah, smart casual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, not a flip-flop in sight, but at the same time, like, not a Deb's dress either. So I went for the culottes, but I got stoned because I was on the high stool. And, you know, you're like, I'm not sure if I shave the legs. And in that blue lighting.
Oh, the little bit of stubble on the ankle would really...
Bit of stubble. I mean, I wish. Like, we're talking full on mohair. Like,
but
pretty
you're a ginger.
Extreme.
Sure, you can't
but in
be
the
that
blue
hairy.
Light, Emma. Right. It looked like I was going for laser hair removal. Because every single hair just got picked up. So gross. I really hope I didn't make the mag. Can you imagine?
Christ.
But yeah. But you had a good time.
Yeah, it was good. I know, it was fairly glam now.
The woman's one's supposed to be very glam, yeah.
Yeah, it was fairly glam. I held my own, obviously. And then I went to Tato Park today.
Lovely.
Oh, here.
Never been to Tato Park.
That's the best. You get a packet of crisps and you leave as well.
Do you have a story? Is that why you said, oh, here?
Yeah, this was because
here.
Tell you about the goodie bag.
That she got from Tatler?
Yeah.
Or Tato Park?
From Tatler.
I mean, Tato Park, now that's the place I want to get a goodie
bag
from.
Yeah, well, you do get a packet of crisps and you leave, but
that's
from Tatler.
The only goodie bag I want is a packet of Tato. More of a king woman, though.
But what was it? In the goodie bag, rye seed crackers. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Chocolate popcorn.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious.
Stop it. Did you eat it? Did you sample it?
No. What happened was
This is such a lady's goodie bag.
So when I was having my meal, I kind of eyed down at the goodie bag and I saw a bag of popcorn. I was like, I'll have a bit of that when I get home. So I got home. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning. And I stumbled into
popcorn.
I stumbled into the room. I didn't, like, the dress stayed on. I slept in the dress.
Of course. Yeah, that's what princesses do.
I borrowed from Keir Barry. I will get that dry cleaned. So anyway, sat in bed, didn't turn on the light, you know, because you can't wake up the old partner. And I started milling into the popcorn. I was like, oh no.
In your bed, in your Deb's dress.
Yeah.
Oh God, popcorn in a bed.
Yeah.
I don't know how Shane puts up with this.
But then I had to stop eating it because I was like, "This." I thought it was like sweet.
It was sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Oh, that's gross. I'm sorry. I do like the sweet and salty popcorn though.
No, I just want regular popcorn.
Myself and Alison Spittle went to the cinema last week to watch A Star Is Born. I'm still not emotionally available. Like, I gave everything to that film.
Really? Because it's really annoying me the way everyone's gone
Emma,
about
that.
Emma,
have you seen it?
No, like...
Well, then shut your mouth. Okay.
No, people taking selfies of themselves with tears rolling down their face. I'm like, fuck off.
No,
fuck
I'm sorry.
I don't buy it.
You don't know because you weren't there.
Okay? I don't buy it.
So...
And Bradley Cooper. Creep.
And I stopped because I'm getting concerned. You're the second person in the space of a week who said this to me about
He's
Bradley Cooper. I can't quite buy that he has coupled and had children with Irina. What's that about?
It's fake news. Never
happened. No, stop.
Never happened.
Quite a few friends of mine think he is gay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's into...
Is it a sham marriage is
yeah,
what I'm saying.
I think he's a Troy McClure. I think he's into like...
Fish.
Fucking fish or something.
Okay.
Probably in a barrel.
Because there were
just, like,
fish tanks
crip.
In every scene.
Yeah. And him just licking the tank. I'd not buy what he's selling at all.
Oh, and Lady Gaga was amazing. And I have to say, I took a bit of convincing about Lady Gaga because have you watched her... You know that 5 foot, what's her documentary called on Netflix? I watched a little bit of it, but she talks about how, you know, she's always banging on about her auntie who died before she was born, Joanne. And
right.
How, you know, everyone in her family thinks that she is the reincarnation of this dead auntie. But there was one scene and her granny, her elderly granny is there.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, it must have been so hard. It must have been so sad. Like, it's just... And the granny is like, come on, Stephanie. We have to just get over these things and move on. And I was like, okay, you can't do this now. You can't hijack your granny's grief for somebody you never met.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. I just think she's a bit high dough.
Well, you know...
Look, could you imagine her going into the kitchen now, making some toast and a cup of tea and just going, I'm off to bed, lads. No, wait, no, I like,
I'm on I do, a no. I'm going to bed. I tell you what. Well, I'd say no more than yourself. She'd probably be one for going to bed in her princess dress. But you...
I was hammered.
No, I do. I have to say, I do like her now. She was great in the film. I've seen her in a couple of interviews, and even she spoke really well about the whole Ford Kavanaugh thing.
Okay.
She spoke really well on that. So, I'm into her.
I know. I actually don't have problem.
Got the feels.
I don't have a problem with her. It's just Bradley Cooper.
You have a problem with him.
A creep.
So do you think
people need to open their eyes?
You think sham marriage and into fish is what you think?
100%.
Those eyes, though, he's a fucking ride.
He's
gorgeous,
not
gorgeous man.
He's absolute creep.
No, stop. I love the way he plays the dodgy teacher in The Hangover because it just always reminds me of those fake school trips I used to come up with.
I just think he's the real type.
When I was
that
in
you'd
teaching.
Be you'd be mad
not
into him
anymore.
You'd be mad into him, right? I'll be going to and then the first time that you would sleep together or something, he'd just do something really weird. He'd be just like,
I'd say,
would you mind if I come in your ear or something? And you're like, no, it's
no,
cool.
I'd say he'd want to call you Bradley. I'd say there'd be a bit of that.
Yeah.
Bit of that.
He'd be getting you to talk a lot.
Yes. Like stating the obvious.
Yeah, I'd say reading scripts.
And Lady Gaga, I have to say, was unbelievable. She's definitely getting the Oscar for this one. You heard
oh, really?
It here first. The way I say it, it's like my mother always goes on.
Is it your first written say?
My mother actually takes the credit for the success of The Sopranos.
Oh, because she told a few
of her
mates about
it. I can just remember when it was at its peak and she would be walking around triumphant saying, I said it. I said it. And you're like, yeah, so did the rest of the Western world, Mom. That's why it's a success.
I nearly choked on my tea there, for fuck's sake. Maybe it was her. Maybe she had a writing credit.
She also takes no, because this isn't
no,
a singular
didn't.
Incident. She also takes the credit for the success of George Clooney's career, and she does. I think she genuinely thinks that he's a real doctor with twins. And the irony is, of course, now she, you know, life mirroring art. Now he does have twins.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm going to talk
so
about George
like,
Clooney.
I said it. I said it. She's taking credit for the twins as well. Are you talking about George today?
No, I'm talking about Julia Roberts.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so actually, when you mentioned
lovely
George
surprise.
There, I did think, I did find a few, didn't think, I did think about him and his kind of connection with Julia Roberts, but then there are a few videos online of the two of them doing interviews together because, of course, they started out, I think they first met when they did Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what were the films they were in together? Okay, so Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11, and then some other ones that I didn't research. But because I mostly looked at Julia's career, but they had this whole thing where the press had said about the two of them that they had been friends, they were best friends, they'd been friends for years, but they actually didn't meet until Ocean's 11 when they wanted her to do the movie and they sent her the script and then they met in a hotel, not just the two of them. I think there was like, you know, lots of other people involved in the movie. There was like 12 people and they all met to discuss the movie. But there was always this thing of trying to like nearly insinuate or pretend that the two of them were like a couple. If you ever watch any of their interviews together, and it was loads of stuff before about
well,
them being
he's
a couple.
Another
obviously
one,
he's moved on now.
One of my best buds, Kate, who we had love and adore. We met Kate last week. She came to her live podcast show.
Live, that was our last episode.
So Kate's great. But the way you feel about Bradley Cooper.
Oh, she has about George Clooney.
She feels it about George.
Oh,
yeah,
right. I
can
understand. There's a bit of a
do you think
something there.
There's something.
It could just be that, like, maybe it's that we're Irish and we're seeing people who are successful, good looking and happy. We're like, not buying it.
No, you can't have all those things.
Yeah.
You have to pick one.
You have to be a prick then. But I can understand where she's coming from. I still like George. Still got a lot of time.
Would you be a George fan? What do you think about him dabbling into the politics? Good thing, bad thing?
Oh, I mean, I tell you, I think the politics is better than hearing cringy stories whenever they're on the like the press junket for the movies, and it's like, oh, George is so funny. He's the real prankster.
Oh, someone's a prankster.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm chilling between scenes in my trailer or whatever, do you know what I mean? Just like catching up on a bit of reading.
Can you imagine?
Phoning my family. Yes. And then like he's...
Phoning your family as if you do that.
And he's like switched my lipstick for kerosene or something. It's like, ah, ha, ha, hilarious.
And, yeah, like, and there's a plastic spider dangling from above.
It's just stupid. And everyone's like,
George, you big prankster. Well, it's such... I think it's such an American term as well, prankster. Like here we would just say, in Ireland, we would just say, that person is an absolute wreck the head. That's what we say.
We would. We'd say, get some jokes. Get a bit of funny chit-chat. Get a few stories.
I think in Ireland, we don't play pranks.
We don't do pranks. No. Well, you do like... you.
Because
we
know that life is just a big prank.
We do. We do the whole thing like the crank calls.
Oh,
we do crank calls and knickknacks.
Knickknacks. This is an impression back in the day in the early noughties. I had a serious grow, serious love for the old crank calls.
Prank.
Do they call prank calls?
Prank.
But do we need to say crank calls?
Well, I always would have said prank calls.
Let's say prank calls. Okay. Yeah. But I can remember back in the day and I'd ring people and say, so I'd ring my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I called them ex-boyfriends, but like maybe I sat beside them in geography or shifted them once or something, but, you know, framed it as an ex-boyfriend. And I'd ring and say, you got to get back with Julie. You gotta get back with Julie! Oh! And I don't know how he used to work out it was me. They'd be like, can you please stop phoning my landline?
Somebody must have tipped him off. Do you know? You said that there. This is awful. I remember I was in primary school, right? So I was about 10. A girl in my class, Lorna O'Driscoll, she gave
You're always giving out about her.
First time.
What did Lorna ever do? Are you going to tell me what Lorna has done to you?
No. This is okay. Lorna does not come out badly, this story at all. So Lorna gave me a phone number, right? And she says to me, "That's Keith Duffy's number from Boyzone." I wasn't a Boyzone fan at the time. I wasn't particularly a Keith Duffy fan.
You were one of those
fan.
Kids who but said, I'm superior. I'm not a Boyzone fan. We get it. You were
E17. Oh, yeah, E17. But didn't I phone the number, right? And I was like, I don't know what my plan was or what I was hoping to get out of this, but I was like, can I speak to Keith, please? Like, sorry, you must have the wrong number. I was like, okay. So, not buying it. I must have phoned the number.
No, you kept ringing.
I rang about 20 or 30 times to try and like break Keith
and he
Duffy.
Was like, look, okay, I admit it, it's me.
It's me.
What
you've
do
got
you want,
me.
Emma?
Because I'd read in a magazine before, I think it was in Smash Hits or something like that, that a girl got
serious journalism.
Yeah, but a girl had gotten Jason Orange's number from Take That. And she phoned him and he answered and she was chatting to him. And there's like this whole article about it. And I think he said something like, oh, are you, this is the madness of it, right? He goes to her, are you a pervert? Right?
How old was this girl?
Well, I assume she was about 15.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. And he was, she
Do you
goes,
know Jason Orange was my favourite of Take That?
Yeah. This is what he says from the phone. And I don't think it was made up because I don't see how she could have made this up. Are you a pervert? And she said, no. And he's like, oh, I only like perverts.
Oh, he's no longer my favourite. Gary Barlow, you're back in the running for my favourite Take That member.
I had recently read that
article. You said that to a 15-year-old child.
Madness. But that was the 90s.
That was the 90s, kids. Yeah. We
so
need
apologies
to
whoever.
Every time you mention
I know.
90s.
Apologies to whoever.
You kept ringing.
But I thought it was like going to crack the case. I was like, okay.
Do you know what? You Girls. Probably kept ringing hoping Keith would answer the phone because that's how often did you ring a number and a parent would answer the landline and you'd hang up.
Of course.
And you'd ring back and you'd keep doing that until you get who you wanted on the phone rather than ask the big question.
I know.
Is Joe home? And out yourself. You didn't want to announce
terrible.
Yourself.
No.
Didn't want to announce yourself.
And they always
so you
knew,
just kept
they, and they loved then saying, oh yeah, Classy's calling. They loved that,
and the
didn't
laugh,
they?
The laugh in their voice. Yeah. They were mocking us. They were mocking us. And they were right too.
They were writing.
I used to be jealous of, you know, in the American films, and they'd have the long, they'd have, no, you know, what you call it, the cable? The long, you know, like, what
attaches the flex. The phone, yeah.
They'd have a really long flex.
The phone cord thing, yeah.
So, you know, the phone cord, that's it, exactly. So, you know, they, in America, like, yes. In all the films, and they'd answer the phone.
And swanning around the kitchen and everything.
And they could be swanning around their island. Remember, they used to have kitchen islands.
God.
We were like, what are these things of which you speak? Like, it's neither
amazing.
A table nor
yeah.
a cabinet. It's an island. And they'd be swanning around their kitchen. They could even bring it into the next room, have a bit of privacy. Whereas we were just physically attached to that hall table. Like, mom doing the hoovering every single time. The worst was the click. The worst was the click when you were having a private conversation and you could hear the click and you knew your mother had been listening upstairs.
Oh, really?
That bloody click.
Yeah, my mom listened to me before and I got stung. My friend Isabel Brennan was ringing me to try and get me to go on the hop. And I was like, oh, I can't. And I don't know what I said. I said, I can't. I've been going too much. I need to go in today. And then my mom comes on the phone and goes, Isabel, Emma's told you she's not gone on the hop today. And I said,
it's like the voice of God.
Oh,
just kind of.
The fear. I was just like.
That's nicely stung.
Oh yeah,
to your mammy.
Nice. She did a good job.
Nice.
But she said that because she was ringing the landline in the morning, she thought that it was
ringing a landline in the morning.
I know.
Come on, Isabella, world's worst criminal.
I know. I think she just said
you
she didn't
should
have
been
any credit.
In school at this stage, kids.
I mean, stupid. So, in fairness, my mom, I think the story checks out. I'm sure she did actually genuinely just answer the phone upstairs. But you know, it did make me think like how long has she been listening in. But yeah, Isabel really messed up the whole system. What an idiot.
Stay in school, kids.
I'll
That's what we're
school.
Saying.
Yeah, you'd be amazed how much you'd miss a few weeks on the hop.
Oh, the bra, my bra, underwire bra is just killing me.
Take it off.
Do you know what? I might just undo the buttons. Do you mind?
No, it's fine.
Oh, God. Do you know that feeling when you...
She's always trying to flirt
with me. When you
take
the bra off.
This is what Rachel does as a flirt.
Rachel
from Friends. Remember she taught
yeah.
Joey.
Oh, nice. Oh,
this bra is killing me.
I still can't believe Ross is your favourite Friends character, you big sicko.
I can't understand why he wouldn't be. He
but did she not hear the shock?
No. People were, I'm sorry, the audience at the live
there
podcast.
There was incredulous
silence
last
The audience
week.
Were great.
They were great audience.
But, no, he's the funniest because he got so funny. Towards the end, she's really reefing at the bra now, and she's making eye contact with me.
Can I have to drop the mic, kids,
yeah,
for a minute?
No, he was hilarious. He was so funny, and especially a lot of the later episodes, he really was. I think he was the funniest. But
I just moved the bra up. Do you know what? It's one of these that the clips are the clasp. Sorry, the clasp, I should say. They're on the front. They're on the front, so it should be easier to do.
Okay.
But no.
If you let it go now, you loosey-goosey.
No, I moved the bra up now, so we've had a bit of a shift in the bra, so we're
okay.
good to go again.
You can see it. You're a new woman now.
Yeah,
You've shifted the bra.
They're nice.
It's
They're
so
facing
obvious.
North.
It's so obvious that we're both hungover because we're just like waffling.
Oh,
shite.
My God. I'm hungover to bits. I was in bed till 5 o'clock today.
Oh, you lucky girl.
I know.
5 o'clock, God.
That's one of the advantages to being barren.
Oh God!
You can
lads.
Stay in bed till 5.
Yeah, well, I could do it as well, but I mean,
you'd be a bad mother, though.
I'd be a bad.
You'd
mother
be. Do you know what you'd be? You'd be an 80s mother.
I just need to, no.
You'd
I
be
just,
an 80s
I'd need
mother.
To get an ailment. I'd need to get an ailment first before I could pull off staying in bed till 5.
Chronic fatigue's a handy one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
Can you get diagnosed with that? Yeah.
Not pretty. It's just you know. It's just about grey area enough that you get away with it.
Yeah, I must look into that. We should start talking about Julia.
Let's go,
we?
Julia. Real name Julie Roberts, but she had to change to Julia because when she joined the Actors Guild, already had a Julie Roberts. So she changed the E to an A and the rest is history.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Born October 28th. So we must send her an L text.
Yeah, this is what we're doing now. Yeah, we'll just ring her house phone.
Just ring the landline.
Old school.
1967.
Okay.
So she's over the FIFO now because that was a big one when she turned 15.
That's crazy.
I know. It really is, to
51.
Be honest.
51?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it mad? So what was the big movie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman, exactly. That was 1990, which grossed $464 million worldwide.
And they used a body double for the cover of the Pretty Woman because she would have been way too tall for Richard Gere in the Bits.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so they used a body double for the cover.
A body cover for the double.
Body cover for the double.
So that movie basically, she was cast, she was the first one cast in that movie, but originally it was called 3000. Yeah, so it wasn't a romantic.
Why?
It wasn't a romantic comedy at all. Basically, the movie ended with the original movie 3000, and that was in reference to how much money she got.
Oh $3,000. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The end of the movie was him throwing her, Julia Roberts, out of the car, and throwing the money at her and driving off. And that was like there was no happy ending in the movie, and it was basically meant to be, you know, a cautionary tale about drug abuse and whatever. So she was already cast in that original movie 3000. And then what happened was Disney bought the rights to the movie. And so they bought it and she thought, oh, well, that's me finished now because they don't own the movie anymore. I've lost the part. So she basically had to audition again, even though she had the role, but then it was now going to be Pretty Woman. And they wanted Richard Gere to do it. But like this, I mean, this Richard Gere was like, he didn't want to do it because he just couldn't see the part. Oh. He felt like it was just a
suit. He's another prankster.
I know.
Sorry, Richard.
Get over yourself.
I have a question mark. Do you remember that Simpsons episode with Richard Gere? And it was basically like a 30-minute advert for Buddhism.
How did
they get away with that? What was that about?
I don't know. What kind of
phase was Matt Groening going through? But like Richard Gere is just kind of basically spouting the merits of leading a Buddhist lifestyle for the whole thing.
Some of the ones where they bring the some of the later Simpsons episodes where they brought in like the celeb characters or whatever, some of them are a bit lame.
Well, yeah, because they really weren't undercutting Richard Gere whatsoever. Like, he very much had a platform for his pranking. It's just ridiculous. So Richard Gere couldn't see the role.
Like, it's there in black and white on the script. Richard, put your glasses on. He said it was just a suit, like that anyone could have played it. And so then they set up this meeting where Julia was going to go and meet Richard, and the director dude was like, met up with them. It was in Richard's office or whatever. I think it was like, you know, a house office. And he left and he said, I'll leave yous to it. So basically what he did was he got Julia Robertson involved to go and flirt.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Richard, is so disgusting.
And she's like 22.
Flirting with that prankster.
Yes. So she was basically sent to go and flirt with him.
So wrong.
And then he's like talking to her. He's like, we're getting on well and we're flirting and whatever. And then your man, the director, rings him. I know it's tough, isn't it? He rings him during the meeting to see how he's getting on.
He brought his landline in.
Yeah, he had the landline in the office, and he's asking him how's it all going. And this is while Julia's still there, and then Julia gets a post-it and writes on it, "Please say yes," and she passes it over to him, and then he says, "I've just said yes."
So post-its, do you remember those?
Yeah, so like, I mean,
pre-texting.
To be honest, now
you had to physically hand someone a post-it.
They were all talking about this. So it was like when the 25-year anniversary came around, there was a good lot of stuff on American TV about the anniversary, and they were interviewing the whole cast and whatever. But they were all talking about this now, like as if, you know, it was gas crack. And when I was listening to it, I was like, that all sounds a bit pervy and weird.
Absolutely gross.
I used to say that his
Jason
favorite
Jason Orange would love it now.
Yeah.
But
Jason
right up Jason Orange's street, yeah. Apparently.
And he's saying he loved to see his favourite scenes were the ones with Julia walking. And he's like, oh, because the outfit.
Sure,
oh,
whatever
yeah.
you're into.
The
oh,
outfit.
Stop.
Now, I know, in fairness, she was playing the part of
Do you know, as a ginger, and I think we're quite protective of her. That moment when she comes down to breakfast and the blonde bob wig is gone.
I know, and you see the fabulous
hair.
And
she says red, and he says better. Amazing. Amazing Momo.
So anyway, I have to say, after looking into some of the stuff with Richard Gere, I was like, oh, you'd want to get a grip. Would you just want to spill that tea?
I know, sorry, spill tea on it. Don't worry, it just went on my body, not the couch.
Anyway, she's resting a cup of tea in her lap, and she keeps just like giving herself a little
jolting fright. myself back into consciousness.
So obviously that was a huge movie. Mystic Pizza in 1988.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That was a great movie. Steel Magnolias.
Oh, amazing film. 1989. So sad.
So then Pretty Woman, 1990. Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, brilliant one. Absolutely brilliant.
Because she's been quite, I don't know whether it's because she's clever at picking roles or whatever, but she's been quite good at going between serious and light and kind of,
like My Best Friend's Wedding. Do you remember that?
That's what I mean. She's had quite a mixture. Like, she does kind of play the same character. Like, that's grand. Pelican Brief, 1993. My Best Friend's Wedding was 1999.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great movie, wasn't it? Notting Hill.
Oh. That was just, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
Mm.
Asking him to love her. So many times I've tried that line and it's never working.
Does it not work?
No.
So she kind of plays herself in that movie as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then Runaway Bride, 1999 as well. And then
because
we
that was a funny one, Runaway Bride, because, you know, she did, of course, run away.
She did run away.
She was a runaway bride in real life. And I have an interesting story. Well, it's not really a story, but just kind of, I suppose, a semi-interesting anecdote. Mm. But so when she ran off with Kiefer Sutherland to Ireland.
Yes.
And she got into Dublin, and then her taxi driver, she ended up coming really close to her taxi driver. So the taxi driver picked her up. She was obviously just in an emotionally vulnerable place, and they kind of formed this friendship, and he actually gave her away at her next wedding. I don't know who she was marrying, but he gave her away.
Really?
Yeah. And she went down, even more interesting, she went down to Dingle with Kiefer Sutherland when she was on the run from the Paps, and she stayed in my friend Maria Curran's guest house in her B&B, Greenmount House. If anyone's interested, absolutely fab. It's like 5-star. I think it's actually 6-star, but it's technically 5-star. It's unbelievable. If you're ever in Dingle, County Kerry, do check it out. So she stayed there, and she stayed there. She was in Dingle for the few days. And it's gas because Marie's dad is so funny. When he was asked about it, he was like, I mean, she was a good looking girl, but I've seen better. Like, this was his attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that was her real life runaway bride story.
Yeah. She said, because of course, she's had a few things, you know, about her personal life.
Well, the childhood seemed to be quite, because, you know, her brother talks about that they had a really abusive childhood, and the brother maintains that the stepdad sexually abused them.
Okay. Yeah. Because the stepdad, she absolutely despised him.
Mm.
And so I think originally her parents got married and they were both kind of actors and whatever. And then
she's from Georgia, is it?
She moved to Georgia. Oh, no, she was born in Georgia. Yeah, sorry. And then she moved somewhere when she was, I'm not sure what age, but yeah, the older brother, Eric, they were estranged for years.
Yeah.
And then they only kind of started talking again in 2004.
Well, it's hard on him as well because he's an actor also, isn't he?
He's an actor also, but obviously his nose is broken. So you don't, it's not like when you initially.
Is his nose broken?
Yeah, his nose got broken. So initially when you see him, you don't really say, oh, that's a dead ringer for Julia Roberts. But then once you know that that's her brother, have you seen him?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. So once you've been told that that's her brother, you're like, it makes sense. Yeah, but you can tell that, like, his nose got mashed up at one point. And then obviously Emma Roberts is her niece.
Yes. She's a great actor.
Is she?
Yeah.
she's slightly irritating. I don't know.
Well, I think now, I mean, I suppose we were talking about Julia kind of playing herself. I don't know how she stretched herself that much, but I just know watching a couple of films with her in them, like, you know, certainly for little girls, that niche.
I've seen a few of them,
she plays those kind of roles very well, I think. But sure, I suppose she's not that young anymore, is she, Emma Roberts? Is she like mid-20s or something now?
Oh, yeah, she'd have to be. So okay. Julia's been with her husband now since 2002.
Danny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have the twins and all that.
Yeah.
Finn and something else. But she was married before. I thought there might have been a few other marriages, but Lyle Lovett.
Yes.
So she was married
to him.
He was
a country singer, wasn't
yes.
he?
It always seems to be a disaster whenever these Hollywood actresses marry a country singer, doesn't it?
No, yes.
Happened to Renee?
Yeah.
Well, Nicole is still with her country singer, isn't she?
Nicole
Kidman.
Yes, yeah. She got him on the straight and narrow, though.
See, so yeah. it was a struggle.
Yeah, it was
What's
a struggle.
The deal?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get
the
it.
The secret to their marriage, apparently, is they Skype each other every day. I mean, you know, it'd be weird if yourself and Shane Skype.
I think the
you
secret of
the
their
house.
Marriage is he just lets Nicole crack on with the Botox and tells her she looks great.
Please, can someone tell her to stop? I think she's eased up on it a bit, though.
Has she?
Yeah, I think so. I think last time I saw her now down Little, I think her face, she was expressing some kind of emotion.
Okay, we were seeing
some. So she's obviously, yeah.
We were seeing some sort of
I know, it is. It's funny, like Hollywood and Nashville, like never the two shall meet because they just don't really work.
Well, I suppose it's that thing of that
the
they're
two
in a
worlds
similar
collide.
Business, but they're not in the same business.
Similar
so.
Business. Also, you're dealing with two egos, I'd imagine, as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So as you were saying, she basically despised the stepdad.
Yes.
And, you know, I suppose on record, it said that he was abusive and he was often unemployed.
Okay.
But I don't know what else. But her own dad died when she was 10. You know, so I'd say.
And it's
kind of
funny because she's never really. Well, I suppose, again, it's maybe a more of a recent phenomenon that celebrities will kind of milk their traumatic childhoods for all their worth.
She really
but she doesn't never. She never has. And I think maybe the fact that herself and Eric were estranged for so long. I know, like, he was very open talking about how horrendous their childhood was. Whereas she was like, can we just get on with it?
So they had two different ways of coping with it. Yeah. I suppose, well, she's been a big star for a long time. And I think, like, she went to college, but I don't think she graduated. And then she just went off to New York and she was, like, signed to a model agency pretty much straight away.
Yeah.
And then started doing the acting classes. So I think she just kind of hit the ground running.
Mm.
You know, and she'd done a lot before.
How did Eric break his nose?
I don't know how he broke his nose. I just Poor always Derek. Knew he broke the nose. Now, he's been in a few movies and stuff himself, like.
Yeah.
But obviously, he wasn't in
Is
Pretty
he
Woman,
Emma's
so.
Dad?
Is he Emma's dad? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm sure, look, I don't have the facts, but that's never stopped us on the podcast
Absolutely
before.
Absolutely not. No.
It's not going to deter us.
Is she a real redhead?
I don't know. I didn't check her pubes. I don't know.
If you cared about this podcast, you know what
I don't
you
think
do.
To me now, I wouldn't think that she is.
I think she is.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a tough
Why
one to
would
call.
You be bothered dyeing your hair? Why would you go to all that effort all those years?
It's a $1 billion industry
it's
dyeing
actually,
hair.
Would you believe it's the most chosen hair colour in the world?
Is it?
Red, yeah.
Well, red dye is always very good for the hair though as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's a real ginger.
I can remember back in the day when I was working in Garvey's Supervalu Dingle, name drop, and Jack Dooley,
right.
He was my friend at the time. He used to pack my bags and I used to be on the checkout and I was always giving out about my hair colour and he actually gave me that fact. He was like, you know, it's the most chosen hair colour in the world.
Oh, that was nice.
Wasn't that nice?
Did you used to get slagged for red hair when you were younger?
Like, I got slagged. Probably the ginger cowlick, I think, was the most offending.
Okay.
That was the most offending kind of aspect of my hair.
I need to see old pictures of you, though, because
I'm
you don't look like a ginger.
Ugly. I was so ugly.
Really?
Honestly, so bad. And like, even now, like whenever I'd be working in shops and stuff, I think because I was always so mutant-esque. In photos, in passport photos, with that ginger cowlick. Oh my God. And my skin, the colour of, I think I said this before, when you take a plaster off.
Yeah.
Like that level of whiteness. But even at the moment now, I always, we've been broken into.
Hello.
Hello.
Tommy's
there.
Come to join the podcast.
Hi, Tommy.
Say hello.
Hiya.
And you're three, aren't you, Tom Tom?
And W.
He's W.
Okay, Tommy, you're either bringing some quality research to this topic or you're not.
How are you?
Good.
What are you doing up so late?
It's a bit tea, but it's all for my pumpkin.
Yeah, I've got a pumpkin.
Oh, somebody's
today.
Got a pumpkin.
Yeah.
The big one is Ella's,
yeah. We're just talking about Julia Roberts. Have you ever seen Pretty Woman?
Have you? I don't think that sounds right. Surely that search is 15. Did you like Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Did you?
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a moral at the heart of that story, Tommy. Yeah.
Well, are you going to go off to bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say night night.
Night, Tommy.
Say night night.
Say night to our listener.
Oh, he's getting a bit sketchy now. Enough, come on, we'll bring you up to Dada. So that was Tommy.
That was Tommy.
Story checks out. I do have kids. But yeah, so I just wanted to have a little kind of overview of Julia.
I can't believe you let him watch Pretty Woman.
It's just the music at the start.
I'm the king of wishful thinking.
We were talking about montages before. There's a few montages.
Well, I have to give my auntie Cher a shout out because she used to have Pretty Woman on repeat.
Or did she?
When she was looking after me as a child. And I genuinely, until I was about 27, I thought that scene with the condoms, I thought they were balloons.
Oh, brilliant.
And I didn't get it. And I also kind of thought prostitution was a viable career choice.
I know. It did make it look fairly glamorous.
Fairly glam, yeah.
Yeah.
Kissing on the mouth.
I think a Mystic Pizza 1990. And Sleeping with the Enemy now.
Sleeping with the Enemy. That was an amazing film.
I'm sure your man's Irish,
so,
isn't he?
Patrick Bergen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit dishy as well.
He kind of did strike me as a bit of a Jim MacDonald Coronation Street. He was well cast, wasn't he?
Yeah. Elizabeth!
And I just remember every time I see a green apple, I just think of her on the bus and I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh God!
No domestic abuse for me. Keep your green apples.
When she cuts the hair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do a lot of things. I would fake my own death, but I would not cut my hair.
No. It's a step too far. But yeah, I just wanted to have a little overview of Julia because I'm sure we can go back to her again. Like, look at some of those movies. There's just so much on her, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, why weigh yourself down with research?
Well, this is another factor.
Facts and figures. Couple of things before we go. We need to give the listener our deets regarding our upcoming tour. Well, I mean, the tour is in full swing now, really. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So our next date, 28th of October, we are in Chaplains,
we're
Dublin.
In Chaplains, yeah.
9th of November, we are in Cavanaghs and Portlaoise. Mm-hmm. 15th of November, we're in the Jew Drop Inn in Galway. 22nd of November, we are in Dolan's in Limerick.
Yes.
7th of December, we're in Lynch's, Tullamore. And the 14th of December, we're in the Whale Theatre in Greystones.
Yes.
Guaranteed good night, guaranteed lols. It's going to be fun. It's going to be brilliant. Do pop along and please message us if you are. Like, I know we've gotten a couple of messages from people so far, but please do message us if you are going.
The one on Sunday, you can get tickets online for that. There's an event on
Chaplains.
Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaplains. Yeah.
You can get it from Chaplains website and you can get it from on our event on Facebook. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Dolan's, you can also buy them. Again, we have Facebook events for all of these nights, but you can buy Dolan's online as well.
Yeah.
There's a link for tickets there. And also Cavanaghs and Portlaoise, they have an active link as well on their page to get tickets for that also.
Cool.
So sorry to kind of overload you with information, kids. But please do get in touch if you are Julia Roberts or if you've ever been married to her. Or if you know this mysterious Dublin taxi man. Please tweet us.
Yes.
Or Insta us. What's the verb for that one? Instagram Insta. Us. Insta we're us. On Twitter, Instagram, CatholicMatch.com, mm-hmm. all the usual spots, and it's Up to 90 podcast. I've been Julie J.
I've been Emma Doran.
See you later, kids.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.